This is Louis Navalier. It's Monday, November 24th. Okay, so the holiday trading pattern has returned. And the traditional pattern is we rally going into Thanksgiving weekend. Small caps often do very, very well because they get a liquidity injection. Obviously, we were grossly oversold, especially in the AI-related stocks. And so they're all bouncing back magnificently. The other thing that happens is the Friday after Thanksgiving is often weird, okay? There's hardly any volume. So hopefully we get through that without any, shocks of the system. But, November is a seasonally strong month. I know this November has been odd, especially last week. But this was the best earnings in over 4 years. The surprises were beyond perfect. They were averaging almost 11% now for the S&P 500, if you cap weight it because of the NVIDIA surprise. And finally, we're recovering. It's very obvious that the economy is very strong, that whatever the government shutdown did was just a blip. And they've got GDP growing at 4.2. We're going to be growing at 5% next year. And none of this is inflationary because we're importing deflation from China. So it looks awfully good here, folks, okay? And now we got the Fed is going to cut. Now, that was a big change on Friday. That was John Williams, the New York Fed president. He was giving a speech in Chile. And for Mr. Moran, the new Fed governor, was on Bloomberg reiterating why we need a cut. Christopher Waller is calling for a cut. And so the odds of a Fed rate cut on December 10th are now about 71%. Okay. Now, on just a few days earlier, they were 40%. So there are still people speaking out against a Fed rate cut. Okay, we have the Boston Fed president, Susan Collins, being a little stubborn. Okay, but it's mounting that there were some problems with the labor market and hiring. So that's that. The other thing is, this is a real wild card, but obviously President Trump is pushing hard for Ukraine and Russia to make a deal. Now, you know, what happens in the winter, it's hard to fight because it's for lack of a better word, it's just difficult. It's, Ukraine's a place with very rich soil. It gets muddy. There's all kinds of things that go on. And so it is difficult to fight. And everybody's exhausted. So obviously, President Trump's peace deal is giving a lot of concessions to Russia. Europe is furious, but Europe's not part of the deal, to be honest with you. And he's given Ukraine an ultimatum. And so far, their response has been positive. So Rubio's positive about what's happening. So if we get that over with, that would be wonderful. Because we would have a peace dividend, okay? Now, I realize we've positioned the U.S. Navy in front of Venezuela, and I realize there's this war on the cartels and the drug trafficking, and there might be regime change eventually. But this involves not only Venezuela, but Colombia. The Colombian president is extremely hostile to President Trump, and of course, Guyana is a big ally because that's where we get a lot of oil from. In fact, the oil that India is now buying is coming from Guyana thanks to Exxon. And as India buys more oil from Guyana, of course, then they will buy less from Russia. So a lot of interesting things are happening right now, but we're having a big relief rally. So I want you to enjoy the ride. I want you to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And then We'll enter December. We'll get more evidence whether they're going to have a rate cut or not. Tomorrow is a consumer confidence from the Conference Board. That's a much better indicator than the University of Michigan Consumer Confidence Survey, which I largely ignore, just so you know. So we'll get some insight into that. Bloomberg is reporting that it looks like retail sales are up 0.4%. And that's good, too. Okay, we had the upbeat guidance from Walmart. So that was another good development. Costco hasn't announced yet, but they will be. That'll be the last big announcement coming in the upcoming days. So just hang on, enjoy the ride, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Obviously, please remember, good stocks bounce like fresh tennis balls. That's what we own. So I want you to enjoy the bounce, and then we'll enter the December on a strong note. And then, of course, the next big surge, seasonal surge in the market, will be the week between Christmas and New Year's, and then we'll have a strong start to the year. So there's a lot to look forward to here, folks. Hang on, enjoy the ride. Louis Nevelier.